Welcome to Hotter News! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate office. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
How are we, pal?
All is well. You?
All is well. That ends well.
Fucking steez. Fucking C's, baby.
I don't want to hear the Celtics fans ever complain about refs again.
Welcome to the Thunderdome, Warriors. Welcome.
Yeah, C's, you guys won on your C's bet, you admit. Only thing I took last night was the third quarter Warriors, which is also one of the better bets in all of sports right now.
Is that even money?
It was, no, you had to... I delay 1.5, and it was like -106.
Okay.
Earlier in the day, though, it was +1.5 for Warriors third quarter.
Tony, I remember Warriors third quarter back in like 2018 being a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe that's still a bet.
It's been a thing forever. No, C's.
I don't know how the Celtics were up 4 at the end of that quarter. I mean, that might have been the most incredible part of it all.
They took Steph out, and then...
It's a fucking 7-point play, dude.
I know.
What the fuck?
With however many left in the third, 3 minutes or 4 minutes left in the third, fucking they took Steph out, obviously because he gets his rest before the fourth quarter or whatever. But and then, like, Jordan Poole was just out of control, and they had no offense.
Otto Porter
that
was getting fucking Hail Marys.
That was fucking
He's
sick.
He's been playing really well every game that I've watched.
Plays fucking great defense. That three was so was. Sick.
But no, when Seth came out there.
I thought we were in trouble when he fucking hit that. I was thinking maybe it's not our night.
The only offense they had was running Clay off of a billion screens, and that's and Celtics knew.
Yeah.
I don't.
Marcus Smart, dude. It all like literally. If Marcus Smart puts up points, and the Celtics correct. Win. That's what it feels like. Still, it really does.
I still feel good about Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, you should.
I should. Tatum.
I mean, let's go up fucking 3-1 here, boys. I have a hard time believing the Celtics will do that again, but that would be so sweet.
I think for the first time in my life, I don't like. I love Steph. But I hate Draymond, and there's some Celtics that I like, but for some reason I don't like Tatum. He's getting on my nerves. Tatum, he asks for a lot of calls. It's starting to drive me insane.
Oh, there's a lot of calls that he doesn't fucking get.
Who's your favorite player in the series, Tony?
In this series? Yeah. Rob Williams.
That's not true. It's Steph Curry.
Time King?
No.
Time Lord is a fucking dog, dude. He is the man. I love that guy.
No, Rob Williams.
He's been playing out of his fucking mind, too.
Fucking Rob
Williams. Oh, he's absurd.
He's been so good.
Who?
You know, fucking Rob Williams.
Oh, you are on Time Lord.
No, not Time Lord.
Grant Williams.
Grant Williams.
I respect Grant Williams fucking going back at Draymond. Fuck that shit. Bury that guy.
Draymond stinks.
He is a fucking circus, dude.
He is a fucking
circus. Don't you ever just look in the mirror and be like, maybe I should just shut up?
I do that all the fucking time, and I think Draymond probably should take a page out of that book. I fucking hate Draymond Green. He's the worst player of all time. That like, how has he made this many fucking finals? It's unbelievable. He rides the coattails of Steph. Like, it's I hate him. No. He's the worst fucking person. He has a show now that he fucking does. He's just
here we go.
He does is ride the coattails. No,
he's
like
doing podcast. Here we go.
He's not doing that. It's so fucking annoying. So that's moving screens. The guy is literally blocking for the fucking guy. I hate the Warriors. I am so mad. I'm so happy that they're going to lose this
series. We all forgot after they went away for a few years why we didn't like. Remember when they had KD, dude?
Bro,
You guys didn't like them then?
I hate it. I went back on LeBron that time when he went back to Cleveland.
Oh, you did? Well, I know Mitt's on his nuts.
I stopped buying KD shoes. I refused to buy KD shoes after that. That was bullshit.
So I've gone back. He's
paying rent with
LeBron,
you doing
like,
that,
in his
man.
Career. Like, I like him when he came in. Hated when he went to the Heat. Loved when he went back to Cleveland. Now I hated that he went to the Lakers.
Oh, so you and I were opposite. Hated him. I hated him in Cleveland. Oh, yeah. Loved him when he broke the city's heart.
Hilarious.
Hated him when he went back to Cleveland.
The way that he did that was so fucking...
That's just how it was.
I felt similar.
Yeah, exactly. Series is 2-1, obviously. The line's 4 again, 3.5-4 for the next game. Celts are minus 230 to win the series. Warriors plus 185.
Jeez.
So if you like the Warriors, take the Warriors.
Why is Tatum still? Why is Tatum the favorite to win the MVP?
What did he have last night?
26, 27.
What's Jaylen Brown averaging?
More than
I know it's Tatum. More, but like I don't really remember him like really fucking going off.
Who's that?
Brown.
No, he's been just consistent every game. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find it. The first game. Game one. Tatum had 12. Jaylen Brown had 24. Okay, here we go. The second game. Tatum had 28. Jaylen Brown had 17, so maybe not.
That's a loss, though. It doesn't really...
Game three. Tatum had 26, and Jaylen Brown had 27. And you're right, Marcus Smart had 24, which...
Yeah, that's... They go as he goes, it feels like.
Seriously.
He's putting up points to feel like they'll win.
Shit, what's Marcus Smart to win MVP?
What's Marcus Smart to win MVP? That two-point game kind of hurt him, but plus 5,500.
Shit. See, like, I would still, honestly, I might sprinkle on that right now.
It goes Tatum minus 110, Steph plus 190, Jaylen Brown plus 410, and then Marcus Smart is next at plus 5,500. Right now, they have it as a
three. Jaylen's still plus 410.
Yeah, they have it as a three horse race. Jesus.
Fucking Belmont Stakes, dude.
Fucking, oh, yeah. Maybe Brucey will come in tomorrow, picks Friday for the Belmont.
I watched that clip of him thinking that Nick was asking if he was running.
I was
100 times.
I was
that motherfucker. Time. Literally thought Nick asked if he was running with the horses.
Maybe a pickup.
Fucking mile and a half. Fucking mile and a half. Guy keeps forgetting he has a fucking horse. Guy keeps forgetting he has a horse. It's unbelievable.
Gotta start wearing his fucking coat again.
Didn't even know that his horse was running in the fucking Derby. Dude, he's the worst owner of all time.
He had to have sold off shares at some point.
Had to have. Right now, PGA update. We got...
Winning LIV? How the fuck does it work?
Who cares about the PGA, Tony? We got the LIV championship PGA going on.
LIV.
Is this a gambling show or?
Yeah, why can we not bet on the LIV?
Come on. Yeah, it should start with LIV, though.
How does it work? Whose team's winning this fucking
You can't bet on LIV.
That's why not? Why aren't bullshit. Why aren't we writing our fucking legislators?
Because you can't. I don't think the golf handicappers know who fucking
get cheering on the line right
300
now.
300 through 400 in the world are.
Come on, John.
Well, isn't that the fucking point? They can cap fucking like NBA or not NBA. What's the Chinese basketball league? They cap that. They cap the fucking KBO.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got the leaderboard.
Don't drag the fucking NC Dinos into
fucking.
This.
I mean, how the fuck do they know franchise. Those? They can't figure out golfers fucking that have a bunch of stats.
Golfing great. Charles Schwartzel is in the lead. And then
Schwartzel's in the lead.
And then Henny Duplessis and Pechara and Scott Vincent.
Good to see.
Phil and DJ are both minus one. They're 4 shots back.
Tough competition.
Yeah. So,
stiff competition.
As soon as we can handicap.
What team's winning? Is Fireball winning?
I don't know. The S team, I think, was up there pretty high. The Orange S's. That's what we were talking about this morning. The Orange S's were up pretty high.
Come on, Tony. Show what? Some respect to the Liv.
Then what's the team name then?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Fucking Team Bill. That's what fucking team, dude.
Okay. NHL tonight. We do have a boost.
We have a boost.
Fuck.
You ever thought about
pretty good?
You ever thought about betting on shots?
So
either the stinger or the smash. By the way,
stinger or the smash.
Stinger, I'm on the stinger.
Either stinger or team smash.
Stinger is Oosterhuis and smash is Siwon Kim.
Okay, so I don't know which one's leading, but one of them was doing. Which one's Brandon Grace on? I think that was the one that was doing well. I kind of like the boost. Fucking Kreider, Zibanejad, Stammer, or Kucherov to score the first goal plus +350.
I love the boost. I'm all over the boost. Got a boost.
That is good.
Love the
Drake.
Love the Drake. Drake's
four coffee. Different guys.
Drake's coffee kicks.
Four different guys. We got a shot at four different guys scoring the first goal for plus 350.
Yeah, plus 350.
Give it to me.
We're in.
It's gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be Stammer anyway. So
it's gonna be Stammer.
If Lightning score first, fucking this series is over.
I was gonna go with the Rangers.
It was Stinger. The S is Stinger. It's actually a scorpion. It's a scorpion tail. Is the S?
Okay. Stingers are leading the Liv.
Here we go, Stinger.
Okay.
Here we go.
I was going to take the Rags at home because they've been incredible, but when you're lacking depth down the middle with injuries, I'm going on the Lightning.
Yeah, Hedl and Stromer are game-time decisions. They are the top two center icemen right now for the Rangers, which is interesting to me because the Rangers, like, Panarin was a center in Chicago. Like, he could easily flip over and play that, and I understand he's been having a nagging injury, but still, like, I always thought that was his natural position, and he's kind of played more wing with the Rangers lately, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, having said all that, I'm picking the Bolts.
Okay.
But I'm just curious by the Rangers' tactics in this one. But yeah, no center depth equals no bueno.
Fucking
so give me
tough.
The Bolts.
Absolutely tough. I don't love being on the Bolts, but here we are. We're on the Bolts.
I love it. I always love it.
Bolts
every
in the
time.
Boost.
Give
bolts.
It a Bolts. 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 Bolts.
Bolts in the boost, and this has been an under series. It's 5.5. Juiced way
three,
under.
One.
Fucking minus -142 under 5.5. I'll be staying away from that number.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You getting jumping on it?
No, just acknowledging.
Oh, yeah. We did get a tweet. Someone did figure out hockey betting a way that you can't lose.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. What do you do, like an 8-leg parlay on guys to have two shots?
6 to 8 leg. I believe parlayed all the top players to have two or more shots on goal. It worked out to Pat did it as well just a little bit ago. He worked out to, I think he had like 6 or 7 guys in there. And it's all like the big
guys.
Names. Kucherov, Hedman, Stamkos, Kreider.
It's all great.
Panarin, Zibanejad.
O'Reilly Auto Parts doesn't get a shot on goal.
I think it was plus +250.
Fucking take that one to your grave.
Yeah, I'm never going to forget
him. This man.
Absolutely never going to fucking forget him. Oh, the Stingers.
What was the Stinger, actual fucking name?
The Stingers fucking logo is pretty sweet.
He's slowly turning over to Liv
Ball Z.
He's a Liv guy now.
These are like the team names that you got on like backyard baseball. All
right.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah. They don't actually mean anything.
They don't mean anything. Okay. Lightning it is.
Here we go. Once again.
Feels like we're kind of like Lightning marks, but here we are.
Drink it down. You're not a mark if it fucking works, dude.
Well, it's 2-2 this series.
MSG
so.
Is going to be loud.
Fucking super loud.
Yeah, but think about the whole playoffs, Tony.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about tonight.
Over 5.5 seems so fucking
take
low.
It, dude.
I know that it's a playoff game and that this is just about these two great goalies or whatever. Over 5.5 at plus +116 is awesome. I'm 100% taking that. Let's go.
Let's talk about you real quick, man.
What?
Let's talk about you real quick.
Do you not like betting overs?
No, I don't. But you teased me with a hype boy parlay for tonight, and I haven't heard it yet, so what's happening?
Well, have we gotten to the diamond yet?
Yeah, we are right now. Trust me. My fucking feet, I got 1 foot in the box and I'm staring down third base line, fucking looking for the swing away.
Is well, okay? The first leg of my fucking hype boy parlay did just kick off. We got Logan Webb fucking running it up full game. All of these are full game, Tony. I know you guys like the first five.
Fucking rattle it off. Full game.
Full game.
Logan Webb. By the way, Logan Webb is about hype as it
throw
gets.
Throw that in there. We got the Atlanta Braves. They just won a fucking national
championship. You're going against Brubaker?
Yeah, dude. The Atlanta Braves won a World Series, dude.
They did win a World Series.
Yeah, so they're hype. Throw them in there. And then the New York Yankees.
Fucking
obviously,
hype.
They're fucking
bounce
hype.
Back.
Throw them in there. And then to end it, we got the Baltimore Orioles. This is kind of a spite bet. Kansas City Royals did fuck me over yesterday and lost all of my same game parlays.
Yeah, that'll happen.
So, yeah, this is kind of a spite bet. But
tell you what,
that's in there. And that's all at plus 438. Hype boy parlay.
I hate to say it. I think I'm on a lot of the same sides as Mid is tonight.
Oh, yes! No. Here we go.
I hate to say it. Ooh, it did just kick off. First pitch. I am also on the Giants full game run line. Gomer is not.
Were they minus a half? They were minus 1.5 early for first five.
Yeah, I went full game. Full game minus 1.5 was minus 128. Logan Webb.
There you go.
Logan Webb's been better than Austin Gomer. Fucking Gomer Pond, who I enjoyed last year. But Strasburg makes his debut tonight versus Trevor Rogers, who has had a weird year. Not good at home, really good on the road.
Strasburg.
Yeah, you taking Stras tonight? Or he didn't have a great year last year. I'm not going to touch this one. I'm not going to touch this one either. I'm with you there. Oakland at Cleveland. Caprillion goes against Pilkington. I took the Guardians.
Caprillion's been bad, huh?
Yeah, I took the Guardians first five money line here, Paul.
Good on you.
You staying away from that one? They're hot.
For some reason, I like Caprillion. He was really good last year. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I think you just like saying his name.
Got like a 6 ERA right now?
Yeah, it's not good.
Nope.
I'll go.
They're also 1-9 in their last 10. Cleveland, is 5-1 their last 6 home games, 7-2 in their last 9 overall. I'll take the taking Cleveland there.
There you go.
Brubaker versus Max Fried. Doing anything here?
Nah, too rich for my blood on this one, Tom.
It was too rich. And I hate to go against
you going full game.
I hate to go against the Buccos, but I am laying the 1.5 full game with the Braves.
Fair play.
They are also getting hot. They are.
Yeah.
Where is it? They're 8-2 in their last 10. Buccos are 6-4, 5-2 in their last 7 overall. I don't love this one. Braves have won 7 straight, though. 13-3 in their last 16 as a favorite. I don't love it, but I'm going to take the Braves here. Garrett Cole goes against fucking Dylan Bundy.
Yeah, come on.
I got a sour taste in my mouth from last night. I'm staying away.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I'll run it back. Give me Yanks minus a half again. Fucking Nestor ain't gonna fucking scare me from betting against Dylan Bundy.
No. But you can look at it two ways. Dylan Bundy's got a lot of experience against the Yankees. I don't know if it's a good thing, and the Yankees have a lot of experience against Dylan Bundy.
Yeah. I'm guessing that might be better for the past. Yeah.
I think they've beat him quite a few times. Jordan Lyles goes against Chris Bubich. I'm getting plus a half here with the with Baltimore. I'm taking it.
Wow, the O's.
Bubich has what, a 30 ERA? No, it's 9.5, but it's not good.
Yeah.
So you tell me. So you're not taking?
No, I'm good on. I don't. I only bet on the O's when fucking John Means was on the bump.
R.I.P.
Yeah, no shit.
Bubich did have a good start last outing. 5 innings pitched. No.
Bubich was good last year too.
Nah. That's a piss poor ball game that I should not be betting on.
It's good. You can take plus a half or you can get it, my friend.
Yeah. Pavetta's going against Shohei, and I'm taking a half
here.
Here
we go.
I'm going to take a half against a team that's lost 15 straight a lot of times.
Absolutely. Sox are rolling. Angels are fucking rolling down the hill. Give me Pivetta plus a half. He's been lights out of late.
Okay. So I got Giants, full game, run line. Guardians, first five, money line. Braves, full game, run line. Orioles, first five plus a half. Sox, first five plus a half.
I just have Yankees minus a half and Red Sox plus a half.
Okay. You want to hear something hilarious that I was looking at earlier today?
What do you got?
So Judge's number one in AL MVP race as far as odds go. Would you like to guess who number two and number three are?
Shohei and Trout?
Yeah.
Why?
Lost 15 straight.
This team, I mean, how many years straight do we go into the season and we are told the Angels are going to be good?
Is Rodon hurt again?
I don't know if that guy's made it. Has he made it through a season since he signed with the Angels?
No. Not Rodon.
They stink. They have no pitching, dude. They never do. Just buy more offense. Where they draft 20 pitchers in the draft?
They took all fucking... Let me see. Rendon. Let me see his stats here.
So this confuses the shit out of me. Isn't Shohei a pitcher?
Yeah, why?
Fuck, you guys are saying they don't have any pitchers.
They have one. You need more than one.
And still, Shohei's not... His numbers are not great.
He was great last year.
I mean, the baseball world... Don't... I mean, you can't... Guy. I'm not going to say...
His pitching numbers?
Yeah.
Guy, has this guy ever gone more than five?
Nobody does.
Guys do.
Nobody does anymore.
There's some dogs out there who are still going. Evaldi went complete game the other day. So did Pavetta.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find his pitching stats from last year.
Shohei?
Yeah.
How many innings pitched? 120?
130.
Oh man, unreal.
Listen,
this play outfield be a closer.
Listen, I know you don't like Shohei because too many people talked about him last year, but he's a good ball player.
He is a good ball player. He should just play the outfield and be a closer. There's no need to trot him out there every fifth day to fucking throw four or five innings. On this team, is it worth it?
Closer's something to think about.
Well, he should be the closer. He absolutely should be. You get him for two innings even.
But on that
throw is filth.
On that team currently, he is their best pitcher.
Yes.
Because maybe the manager firing didn't help them.
No, dude. Fucking Matt. I mean, I don't like Madden, but I don't think this was his fucking fault.
Did help the Phils, though.
In baseball, if you lose 12 games straight, there's more to it than a fucking coach with a bag of seeds and a pack of Marlboro Reds in the back.
How'd you do last night?
I hate to tell it to you.
How'd you do last night?
5-2.
Mariners won. Fucking
yeah, of course they did.
Cards and Packy Naughton got fucking blown out for me.
Yeah, I was on the race.
Yankees, we know what happened there. Nola and the Phillies, don't look now. They crushed your boy Hauser. D-backs with Merrill Kelly, easy dub. What happened to the Cubs? They got Rained out. And then
yeah.
Sox was a push for us.
Yeah, Dylan Cease fucking rolling right now against the Dodgers, too. Good for him.
I was going to take him, and then, you know, that old Gumpy crept in my fucking brain. He's not good against good teams.
Hey, it doesn't transfer over to National League.
You do hate the National League.
Yeah, and these guys never see these guys in the American League. In the American League, they see them all the time, right?
Yeah. Okay. We miss anything?
Fucking Belmont Stakes, or is that tomorrow?
Belmont, we'll do the Belmont tomorrow. It's fucking six horses. He knows them like the back of his hand, he said, so...
You might come in a fucking jockey suit.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.